Alexandra Mack is an occupational therapist who works in aged care. What is the occupation of a person in aged care?
You could probably just say it's living. So it's just day to day, whatever they're doing. It's their small tasks if they want to do something, you know, a new interest, a new hobby. But a lot of the time it's just living. It's just, you know, getting up, having your meals, sitting back, enjoying yourself, or toileting yourself. It's all about that independence. So, yeah, it's a hard one to sort of put your finger on, but it's just living.
If you came into our workplace, I'm pretty certain of the, you know, half a dozen things that you'd be looking at over and over again about posture at the workstation and about taking breaks and all these things which enable us to sit at computers or at studios and do the things we do. How wide is the number of things you help people to do in aged care?
It's very, very wide because everyone's got whether it's a different condition that they're living with or whether it's just old age and things that are niggling them. So it's really diverse. So you'll go in and see a resident and we'll have no idea what they want to do and what they might need some help with, or they might not need help with anything, and it's more just we'll go in and, you know, have a bit of a massage and a chat. But so very, very broad. Yeah.
Can you give me some examples of, you know, a typical day for you?
Sure. So we'd start off, we see about 20 people a day, 20 residents. We'll go into their room for about 20 minutes each time. So for example, I'm working today, so what I'd do, I'd go and first resident might need some help with balance, so we'd do some sitting exercises just to start with, strengthening the legs a bit. Then we might do some sit to stand training, help, you know, modify how they're standing up in their chair, and then we'd sort of stand and do some, you know, enduring standing balance stuff and then sit back down. We might do that 5 times and that might just be enough for them for that day. And that might be it. So we might have a chat while we're doing it and a bit of a laugh and, yeah, see how things are mental health-wise with them as well. It's always good to know what's happening, but that might be one client for 20 minutes and that's it for the day. So for them anyway. Yeah.
What sort of sitting exercises might you hand out for someone to do?
Oh, sitting. So we want to strengthen quads and strengthen the knees and things like that. So it might just be simple lifting your legs up and down like you're marching in your seat. That might be something. Also helps to relieve pressure on your bottom if you're sitting down a lot all day. That really helps and helps with hip mobility and things like that. And all that stuff contributes to, you know, better balance when you're standing, better balance when you're walking, and then you're able to do more. So within your own room and within the residential aged care home, it's a vital thing. It's so it's one little thing that helps a lot of their lives. So,
we think about standing. Well, in fact, no, we don't think about standing at all, do we? We just do it until suddenly at some point in our aging process, we can't do it. What goes wrong with us?
Yeah. Oh, and that's another thing. It just could be anything. It could be a confidence thing with a lot of people. It's a legitimate fear of, you know, they might have had a fall in their home or they might have had a fall in residential aged care. So that's a big thing. It could be fear. It could just be our muscles have let us down over time, maybe through disease or just not using them enough. So, yeah, there's a multitude of things that could be happening there. Yeah.
Are there times when you look at the way humans are constructed and go, we should be quadrupeds? There should be an extra leg or two in there somewhere.
That would be very good. That would be great. Yeah.
I guess it really is a case of use it or lose it, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Yep. So the more we can do, we run exercise classes with the help of other staff in aged care homes. So that's vital. And just increasing confidence and ability is huge because we want to help people maintain their independence for as long as possible and confidence in everyday stuff. So, yeah.
What does an exercise class look like for a group of people who, say, are having trouble with balance and standing?
Yes.
So they've got to do the exercise class sitting down.
Yeah, well, it's actually really fun. So we try and make it as fun as we can. We'll have balloons, we'll pass them around from person to person. So you're using those upper core muscles to twist and turn. So you may not be focusing on the lower limbs all the time throughout the classes. But it's really fun. We'll pass balloons, we'll, you know, throw things up just to improve upper limb mobility. And as I say, those seated exercises, straightening out your legs and doing flutter kicks and just all sorts of things that you could do when you're standing. You can pretty much do a lot of it while you're sitting.
Is there an activity that you know if an older person is doing it regularly, they're probably going to be okay in most ways? Is there something that keeps people really fit and healthy and operating well long into old age?
Probably from what I've seen, it's just moving. So it's walking regularly. It's just keeping those legs going. Improving your balance is massive in that. It's a hard one. It's because people that I see often have had really physical jobs throughout their lives, and the ones that have had those jobs sort of tend to have better longer term, balance and mobility, but then again, that doesn't always happen. We've got, bricklayers and things where the muscles and the knees and joints have just worn from overwork. So it is a tricky one. It's sort of one of those things you just, as long as you keep moving, I think doing anything is better than, longest.
You're listening to ABC Radio Hobart, and across Tasmania, I'm Joel Reinberger. Alex Mack is with us. She's an occupational therapist in aged care, and we're looking over what exactly an occupational therapist does in aged care. Is there an exercise that you wish you could get every aged care facility to have as a regular thing? Is there something you think this is just great for a huge range of people?
That's tricky. I do some squats in my spare time. I like going to the gym. I think one exercise that I could think in terms of physical health could be a semi-squat sort of position. So when you think about it, a lot of your daily life, if you're in aged care, it's getting the tricky things is getting up out of a chair, it's sitting back in chairs, it's, maintaining those sort of positions. If you could have some sort of semi-squat, even if it's just a holding squat balance sort of situation for an aged care person, it's that could really help just keeping those quads as strong as possible. I think that could be one. That would be something I'd have to think a bit more about. But that's something that I could think, could be good.
I was thinking more like something broad, like Tai Chi or tango dancing or something like that.
Not but so specialised.
You're going straight for the squat.
Straight for the squat. Get in there. Get a barbell on them. But
it's funny actually. I was just talking to my travel agent the other day about potentially going overseas and the good and bad places to go, and he said, for a lot of people, the toilet situation defines whether they're going to go to various places. And he said, for a lot of the world, everyone squats to go to the toilet. Mm. That's kind of what the body's designed to do.
Yep.
But we don't do it.
No.
Other parts of the world, you go to India, everyone can pop a squat and hang out there into their 80s and stand up again. Yep. It's just part of what you do every day.
Yes. No, it's, well, that's it's very true. It's very true.
Maybe if you got squat toilets put into aged care homes, you'd get those squats going on.
We'll get them covered. But yes. Well, back to your more broad question, which is much better question. I think that, as you say, a Tai Chi sort of balance combined with meditation, I think mindfulness and relaxation has a big place in most parts of our lives. I think as an occupational therapist, it's if you can be in touch with your breathing and your mind, because we have so much going on in our heads, and especially aged care, there's a lot of sort of a lot of emotions going on in aged care, whether that's, loneliness, if it's missing people from home, if it's, a bit of depression from having to leave your home, or just the state, the things that are happening around you. If you can be sort of at one with your thoughts and breathing and things, I think that could be something that could be really more used in aged care. Yeah.
You've mentioned balance today already. Mm. What is it that actually makes balance a problem? Is it that we are weaker in our legs, or is it that there's things going on in, for example, our inner ear where our balance resides?
Yeah, I think it'd be absolutely the combination of those, and depending on the person, it would really define that. So certainly a lot of people I see would be weakness in the legs and just mobility issues with your knees and joints, hips as well. Inner ear problems. Blood pressure is a big one as well. You stand up quickly, you feel faint, and then you don't want to stand up anymore because you feel like, I'm dizzy, and fear of falling is huge. So, it's just a combination of all those sorts of things.
What sort of pain problems does an occupational therapist deal with?
We deal with all sorts of pain. It's whether that's muscular pain. So we get a lot of neck and shoulder stiffness, a lot of back pain, lower back pain, and I guess that comes as well from sitting down a bit. You know, if when you get older, you do tend to sit down a bit more. So just that lack of movement in the back and hips, that's a big one. Knees as well, joints all along there. It's, yeah. So, yeah, we try our best to either provide a massage or exercises to improve those sorts of things. And an OT is sort of, our aim is to increase independence and help with function. So that might also be looking at the tasks that they're doing and, you know, adapting them and saying, let's try it this way or let's try it that way. And what do you actually want to do and what can we help you to achieve? So
can you give me an example of a task that you might change the way someone does it?
Yeah. Well, as you're saying, even toileting and things. So OTs are pretty au fait with getting equipment on board. So whether, I mean, a lot of residential aged care has that already set up. But when we get a new resident in, we'll do a full assessment and see, how do you go getting up from the toilet? Do you need an over toilet aid? So that's just like a raised chair that you can pop in with handles. So that helps you to get up. So that's one basic task that we look at to adapt, whether it's getting out of bed. So, you know, a bit of a, that we don't use bed poles much, but just different equipment tasks that, you know, help you to get up out of bed.
Or, so what equipment do you get next to your bedside to get out of bed? I know you can get the beds that actually sit you up.
Yes, yes. And they're more popular nowadays because different states use bed poles still. So that's just a metal rod that sort of sits under your mattress and it protrudes up. It's sort of a right angle to your bed. So you can sort of grab onto it like a handle when you're getting out and slide yourself out. They're not used very much anymore because there's been problems, people getting stuck in them and hurting themselves. So, you know, monkey bars is another thing, so a bar over your head that you can grab on and help yourself lift yourself up. Once again, they've got their own problems in terms of, you know, shoulder strength and injuries. So you really have to look at the person and see what they will be capable of and what will help them most. But the raising beds are fantastic. So that's, yeah, a really good one.
Well, what do you do if somebody just needs some more ab strength to help them get out of bed?
I'd love to make them do some sit-ups. But
crunches, come on, everyone.
Get down. But no, it's, ab strength, that's an interesting one. So we'd try, as we get older, it's harder to develop those sorts of muscles. Mm. So I'd say that we'd try and adapt the environment. So we either look at trying to adapt the person or their environment or their occupation. So we'd look at maybe focusing more on their environment rather than improving those sorts of muscles. And we do a lot of manual handling training in aged care as well, just to make sure that care staff aren't hurting themselves when they're helping residents.
Very easy to bend over a bed or a chair and wreck your lower back, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And yeah, in Tassie, I've seen some really great care staff work that they're really very conscious of it. And yeah, they do a great job here. So yeah.
Alex Mack, pleasure to meet you. Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.